Okay, welcome back to Chapter 9 of the Plain English Study Guide for the FCC Amateur Radio Technician Class License. My name is Richard Clem, W0IS. I'm the author of that book and providing this audio course, providing more information. For more information about this course or about the book, you can find the book on Amazon or check out my website, W0IS.com. And here in Chapter 9, we're going to talk about some FCC rules. We've already talked about some of the rules in other chapters, but here are some miscellaneous things. Well, where do you find the rules? The rules governing amateur radio are in Part 97. Just remember that amateur radio rules are in Part 97 of the FCC Federal Communication Rules. What is amateur radio? Amateur radio is intended for persons who are interested in radio solely with a personal aim and without pecuniary interest. Pecuniary means money. There's a trick question on the test. When do the FCC rules not apply? Well, that's a trick question. The FCC rules always apply. So don't get that trick question wrong. The FCC rules start by listing the purposes for amateur radio. And there are two of them on the test. Why do we have amateur radio? We have one, to advance skills in the technical and communication phases of the radio art. So we're to make ourselves smarter. We're to make ourselves more skilled operators. That's why we want to advance skills. And the other thing we want to do is enhance international goodwill. We have an opportunity to talk to people all over the world. While we're doing that, we are enhancing international goodwill. There are five purposes listed in there, but there are only two on the test. Advancing skills and enhancing international goodwill. The FCC regulates amateur radio in the United States. The International Telecommunications Union, which is part of the United Nations, that's kind of the umbrella organization that allows nations to work together, because radio waves don't respect international boundaries. So there has to be a certain amount of international cooperation. One thing that you need to know is that the world is divided up into three regions, Region 1, Region 2, and Region 3. The United States, along with the rest of North and South America, are part of Region 2. So if anybody asks you, what ITU region are we in, you are in Region 2. What does your FCC license allow you to do? It allows you to transmit at any place where the FCC regulates communication. So in other words, in the United States or in international waters on a U.S. vessel. If you operate in a foreign country, well, the FCC is not in charge of that. You have to talk to the people in that foreign country. In many cases, you can, because there are agreements in place. So if I go to Canada or to England, it's a pretty easy matter for me to use my radio there. But I have to remember that the FCC is not in charge of me. That country is in charge of me. If you are outside Region 2, so if you go to Guam, for example, I think, or if you're in a ship in international waters, the frequencies might be a little bit different. So you want to check that. We're exchanging international goodwill, so that means, yeah, we're allowed to communicate with amateurs in other countries, but we should limit our communication to remarks of personal character. Don't talk religion and politics with people in other countries, because you're really not supposed to do that. Just keep it friendly, remarks of a personal character. There are some countries we're not allowed to talk to. Well, currently there are none. But if a country officially notifies the United States not to talk to us, we have to abide by that. But there's actually currently nobody in that category right now. Your license is good for 10 years. There's a grace period. You can renew if you forget to renew it. You have an extra 2 years to renew and you don't have to take the test again, but you can't transmit during that 2 years. You want to make sure that you keep your address current with the FCC. Because if they try to mail you something and you don't get it, they can take action such as revoking your license. When do you get your license? You get your license as soon as you show up in the FCC ULS database, Universal License System database. They won't send you anything in the mail anymore. You have to check in a few days after you take the test. As soon as you see your name there, you'll get your call sign. You can start operating. if you hopefully you'll continue on and you'll get your general or extra class license. If you if you get your technician license today, and then a month from now you pass your general test, you'll get a piece of paper called a CSCE, Certificate of Successful Completion of Element. And when you get that, you can transmit /AG after your call sign that shows that you're now an general class license. Or if you sign /AE after your call sign, then it's on there. Oh, and one that you won't hear too much anymore is /KT. If somebody had an old novice class license and they passed their technician license and they got a CSCE, then you can start operating right away by signing /KT. But that's on the test. So that means somebody has a temporary technician license if they're signing /KT. There are three types of amateur license: technician, general, and extra. All you have to know is that there are three, because all of the wrong answers list four different kinds. There are some definitions. Automatic control means that the control operator is not at the control point. It's automatic. An auxiliary station, you need to know that definition. It transmits signals from a remote receive site to a repeater for retransmission. An amateur station is a station in the amateur service that's carrying on radio communications in the amateur service. One thing you have to watch out for, when you get your ham license, can you broadcast? And some people say, well, yeah, that's why I'm doing it, so I can broadcast on the air. But no, you're not allowed to broadcast. That you have to look at what that word means. Broadcast is not another word for transmit. Broadcast is a transmission that's intended for reception by the general public. You're not allowed to broadcast. You're not allowed to transmit things to the general public. If the general public happens to hear it, that's okay, but that can't be your intention. Amateurs do not broadcast. You are allowed to transmit, and you transmit two-way communications. So in general, amateurs are only allowed to make two-way transmissions. You're talking to me, I'm talking to you. We're talking two-way between the two of us. We're not allowed to make one-way transmissions. There are exceptions for code practice, information bulletins, and transmissions necessary for an emergency. Harmful interference is, it's kind of interference that seriously degrades, obstructs radio communications. Harmful interference is bad. Willful interference is never permitted. What if you're causing interference with somebody? Well, try using some common courtesy. We're interfering with each other. Why doesn't one of us change frequency? Good idea, common courtesy. Remember, nobody has an absolute right to a frequency. So you can't say, I've been on this frequency every day for the last 25 years, so this is my frequency. No, you do not have a right to any particular frequency. Remote control we're not talking about remote control airplanes or something. Remote control on the test, in the definition, is when the control operator is not at the station location. So if I have my station set up out of town where I have a big antenna, and I'm downtown where I can't have any antennas, well, I can operate my station by remote control. I always have to be at the control point. The control point is the point where the controls are. I can't just kind of leave it running on its own. So if you see the word remote control on the test, that's what they're talking about. They're not talking about radio-controlled models, although that's another activity. Repeater station, I think we've already talked about. It's a station that picks up signal and retransmits it on another frequency. A space station is a station, in space, and that's defined as 50 kilometers above the Earth's surface. So if there's a question of you're in a rocket up 49 kilometers, well, you're not in space yet. It's a space station when you hit 50 kilometers. Telemetry is the one-way transmission of measurements from a distance. Those are some of the definitions that you have to know for the test. If you know all that information, you should have little difficulty in passing the test. Read through all the questions because there are a few trick questions there. But like I say, I don't think the rules will give you a lot of difficulty on the test. So anyway, with that, that concludes our chapter on the FCC rules. For more information on this course, visit my website at WZeroIS.com.